SRN News. I'm John Scott. Even after the Israeli move into Rafah, the U.S. believes Israel and Hamas are close to reaching a ceasefire agreement. National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. will do everything it can to support the ongoing negotiations and achieve a ceasefire. Police in riot gear blocking access to the University of Chicago. Tensions continuing to ratchet up in standoffs with protesters on campuses across the U.S. and increasingly in Europe. Among universities that have tolerated the tent encampments, some have begun to lose patience and call in police over concerns about disruptions to campus life, safety, and the involvement of non-students. The Dow ahead 27 points, the NASDAQ 15 points in the red. This is SRN News.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Your moment has arrived. It's time to shed the normal day-to-day version of yourself and let your most fabulous self loose. Make your way to Wind Creek Atmore, because whatever your idea of fabulous is, this is where you'll find it. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333. The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Big weather changes are on the horizon, but not right away. Tonight, we should be generally dry, very mild, like a summer night, overnight low 73. Tomorrow's high on Wednesday, 93, would tie the record from 2004. Showers and thunderstorms become likely Thursday and Thursday night ahead of a strong front that'll usher in much cooler air by Friday night and into the weekend. Highs over the weekend only in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You know, we have a lot of expressions in the English language that we use all the time. Most all of us use them every day, and we never seem to examine them very closely. You know, we just say them as if they really made sense, like legally drunk. Well, if it's legal, what's the problem? Leave the guy alone. He's legally drunk. Selling like hotcakes. Well, is this the fastest selling item we could think of? For this figure of speech? Hotcakes? Beer, cigarettes, coffee, even eggs. You go to the average place where people are ordering breakfast, you'll find a lot more people ordering eggs than are ordering hotcakes. Well, it doesn't sound right, does it? Michael Jackson's new album is selling like eggs. People won't say that. It doesn't have the right ring to it. Undisputed heavyweight champion. Well, if it's undisputed, what's all the fighting about? To me, that's the last straw. That one doesn't seem fair to me, you know? I think you ought to warn a guy first. That's the next to the last straw. Let him know he's running out of straws. Takes the cake. Boy, he really takes the cake. Where? Where do you take a cake? To the movies? You know where I would take a cake? Down to the bakery to see the other cakes. And how come he takes the cake? How come he don't take the pie? Pie is easier to carry than a cake. Easy as pie. Cake is not too hard to carry either. Piece of cake. Out walking the streets. You hear this when a murderer gets paroled from prison. Guy will say, now instead of being in prison, this guy is out walking the streets. How do we know? Maybe he's home watching TV. Not every guy gets a parole, right? He's out walking the streets. Yeah. Sometimes they take a bus. Occasionally they steal a car. We ought to be glad. Thank God he stole a car. At least he's not out walking the streets. Fine and dandy. That's an old-fashioned one, you know? Say to a guy, how are you? He says, fine and dandy. Not me. I never say that. You know why? I'm never both of those things at the same time. Sometimes I'm fine, not dandy. Close to dandy, approaching dandy. In the vicinity of dandyhood. Not quite dandy. Other times, I am indeed dandy. Not fine. One time, 1965, August, for about an hour, I was both fine and dandy at the same time. Nobody asked me how I was.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Thanks to Joe Biden, not even hotcakes are selling my hotcakes anymore. Woo-hoo! Somebody's excited to be here, it sounds like. That would be Master Thespian.
I am both fine and dandy.
You look dandy.
And here they are.
Along with Rosie Brock, Jeb. Muster it up, baby. I know it's hot.
Please clap.
And it is hot. That baking heat is back.
It's a little warm out there.
But it should be short-lived. I really felt it on the bike ride today.
It's the humidity. I mean, we've had a lot of rain the last few days, and then when the heat kicked in, it's all that stuff is in the air, and it's just...
It doesn't stop me.
It's a prequel to summer.
The big story today.
Ooh, I want to hear the big story.
Big story today.
What's the big story, boss? Tell me the big story.
I know way less than Joey.
What?
Yep.
And I bet he did not feel good about that, did he?
No, Joey, please, he's a young stud. You got nothing to worry about. For
he's
me,
a manly man.
That's a big deal.
With a manly voice.
And I didn't expect it. I visited my doctor at his home yesterday.
Yeah.
And he had a scale. And I had not been on one. I'm not playing that game where I'm checking a scale every day to see if I've lost an ounce. That's crazy. I can tell from the clothes and everything else that I'm making progress.
Yeah.
I thought, okay, it's time for an update. So I got on 215.
Wow.
This is 48 pounds.
Wow.
From peak weight, which was around the COVID era when nobody was doing nothing.
Yeah.
So now it's 200 or bust.
You can do it. You can do it.
I actually believe I can. Yeah. I really believe I can. It's
that's just incredible, though. That's hard work. Riding the bike every day, watching what you eat.
I've been riding the bike for 4 years.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that my eating habits are...
pristine.
Excuse me. What an odd thing to happen as I'm discussing my eating habits. Now, what I just did... because when you exercise a lot, you're in a perpetual state of metabolism.
Yeah.
And always hungry. So I have a half a piece of bread with a smear of peanut butter and some jelly.
Mm-hmm.
I think it controls my levels during the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Well, the whole thing about weight management is making sure and bring in fewer calories than you burn off.
Yes.
Right? That's how you lose weight. And a lot of people haven't figured that out yet. They just stuff calories in, like me. You know, you can tell that there's not a donut I haven't been a friend to in my lifetime. But it's the idea that if you bring in more calories, that those calories have to go somewhere.
Yeah.
So they're going to get fat storage. So yeah, that's good, man. 215. Wow.
I remember that. It's been a while.
I would love to get down to that. You know, I'm about 80 pounds away from that. So, but hey. I have hope.
Are you having fun? That's what matters.
That's right. Yeah, I'm all dressed up because I am emceeing a graduation ceremony tonight.
Hey, a nice note from our friend Greg Powell. Oh, Kilroy.
Kilroy.
It's the best time of the day. Happy hour. Love that Carlin bit. I say dandy, but not fine all the time. Good. I don't know what... I really don't have a plan today.
That's good.
By the way, did you see the Pop-Tart movie?
Not yet. I am going to go see it.
All right. Ella Murray and I did a conversation about it because we were both planning to watch it over the weekend.
It's on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And neither one of us did. And then Monday, there were a lot of disparaging reviews on the film. So we did a review of a movie we didn't see.
Yeah.
But still plan to see. Now, I have not seen it yet, but she did. And her take on it was really interesting. So she's going to do a... we're going to do a special chat with her at 5:35 today.
Well, if most people haven't really understood that this is a parody movie. Yes, it's going to have some truth in it.
Thank you.
But it's a parody. It's poking fun at the whole idea of corporate shenanigans and what people... Because there really was a fight between Post and Kellogg's over this breakfast pastry idea.
What are the two of them? I mean, I get that, you know. It's just like we're always... We're angry with China because they steal our intellectual properties, and I'm a stickler on that. I've had my intellectual not that there's a whole lot, but I've had my intellectual property stolen in the past.
Yeah,
ended up in this giant radio war in Florida. Front page crap too, tons of publicity. But it was my character. I was able to go back to Chicago where it began and say, "Hey, what are we doing?"
Oh, adjusting my coat. I was a little warm wearing my suit coat, so anyway. But anyway,
I just want to show you something. This modern system we have in the studio. This is the
remote control for the AC.
Ooh.
It's set to 64 degrees.
Doesn't
we should be burning calories in a cryotherapy chamber that this studio would be if it was actually 64 in here. It's not. The thing is blowing cold air.
But it's not. It's not doing anything.
It just doesn't have much staying power. It seems to go a foot or two away from the expulsion part of the whatever they call that. I don't know. That's why I have a Clark's Club membership.
Well, I think it's part of the hot air that we're all generating in here as we're on the radio. You had Joey and Eddie in here expounding hot air.
I'm 10 feet from this thing. I can't feel anything. Yeah. It is warm. Of course, it's right. Also summer.
It's all right. Anyway, the whole intellectual property thing. One of the shows that I love to watch on the History Channel is the Foods that Built America, Foods That Made America, that whole thing. And they talked about that whole thing with Post and Kellogg, is that Post figured out how to do the breakfast pastry, and they announced that, okay, this is coming out in 6 months. So Kellogg saw what they were doing and went, can we do that? And some enterprising scientists for Kellogg said, sure, let's just see if we can figure it out. So Post invented it first, came out with what are called the Post Toasties, and they made it to market first, but then when the Pop-Tarts hit, it just took everybody by storm.
I thought Post Toasties was a cereal.
Okay, what was the name of it? Yeah, Post Toasties is the cereal. They called it, what do they call them? There was something.
I think Post Toasties were fake Wheaties.
Yeah, but yeah. Well, there's a whole story about that, too.
So Post, General Mills, and Kellogg. Those are the big three, right? General Mills is still in business.
Yeah, the Post Company got started because the guy that Mr. Post worked for Mr. Kellogg and stole the recipe for his granola, and that's how he came up with Brand Nuts and Post Toasties and all. Yeah.
I like watching those Foods That Make America Great and the factory tours. They give you places that make all kinds of different crap.
Right.
And how they mass produce things. It's really fascinating. The machinery that has to be hand-tooled to squirt a certain amount of whatever the substance is, and then it goes into an oven and bakes for the preset amount of time.
Somebody had to figure that out. Somebody had to figure out that process.
To me, that's a level incredible. Of genius.
It's incredible. But again, this movie that's coming out, it's a parody movie of reality.
We should cancel the rest of the show and just play the audio.
Sure, why not?
Ed Seinfeld! Why not? Hey, we have a call already. It's Station Wagon Pete at 272-9228.
We must have said something wrong.
Good afternoon.
We haven't even gotten to the man versus bear thing yet.
Good afternoon, Greg.
Hi, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's called Post-Toastums.
Ah, Post-Toastums.
I got to say this. Post-Toastums sounds like something you would write a message to yourself on and stick it on the side of your laptop.
Yeah.
Well, anybody got a Post-Toastum here? I need to leave a reminder for myself to...
Well, all righty, Greg. Have a good afternoon.
All right.
Thank you, Station Wagon.
Pete.
Cool. You're welcome.
Yeah. And the thing is that I think the Post-Toastums came out. They didn't have any frosting on them. They were just a plain toaster pastry with just weird fruit fillings. But Kellogg's came up with the idea of putting the frosting on the...
Here's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
How can you put the Pop-Tarts... Because I've only eaten them raw.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
They're just fine raw.
Yeah, fine raw. I've done that too.
How does the frosting stay in place on the Pop-Tart while the hot coils are heating up the tart, so to speak?
That's beyond my pay grade, but somehow they have a formula for that stuff that as long as it's within a certain temperature range, it's not going to...
If it would melt and then run down into the coils
and cause
fires and all kinds of calamities.
Yeah, but the whole idea was to produce some sort of breakfast thing that children could do. Now, children can't use an oven, nowadays they can use microwave, but microwaves weren't around at that time. But... it was the idea of coming up with something the kids could just pop in a toaster, fix for themselves, so mom didn't have to. And I can remember
when the microwave was the heaviest thing in the whole house.
Oh, man. My grandfather had a huge one. I mean, it looked like it's something you could,
And back in those days, the early microwaves, there were, of course, conspiracy theorists saying that you're getting cancer. You may be getting your food hot in 1 minute, but you're getting exposed to radiation.
Yeah.
So you're going to die.
My paternal grandfather, he was an early adopter. He always had everything early. He worked for Union Carbide at Oak Ridge, that sort of thing. My maternal grandfather, he firmly believed that microwaves were going to kill you. So when my grandmother got a microwave, he firmly said, "You are not going to put any of my food in that microwave. I ain't going to have you killing me." And she said, "Fine, not a problem." So he would be sitting in the living room, you know, watching TV, and she'd cook food in the microwave, and then she'd pull it out, put it in the oven, and call him to dinner. And he'd come in and say, "You didn't put that food in the microwave, did you? Well, look, where am I pulling food out from? All right, as long as you ain't trying to kill me." It took him about 25 years, but yeah, it finally killed him. But I just thought that was hysterical that my grandmother's like, "Sure, fine."
You know,
whatever.
You don't usually think of the word grandmother and devious in the same sentence, but guess what? That was devious.
She was such a sweet, sweet old lady. She really was.
By the way, programming note, Brant McDonald today at 4:05.
Okay. Got it.
And tomorrow at 4:05.
Got it.
It's the battling Budells from the playoffs.
Things are, oh, yeah, they're playing. Oh,
that,
yeah.
That's our team. Tom.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody.
Hello.
Howdy, Tom.
Since you guys are talking about food, the other day you were talking about your bacon that you got at the outlet, food
yes,
outlet.
Yes, food outlet, right. Wright's Bacon.
I couldn't remember what it was. What's it called?
Wright's, W-R-I-G-H-T-S.
I'm writing it down.
It comes in pound and a half packages that are usually somewhere between $8.50, $9.25.
That's not bad.
And it's thick. It is the leanest bacon out there. And if you have the time to bake it at 350 until it's brown, you're getting a full, thick slice of bacon. You can make BLTs to die for.
Mm.
And I always post those and I say, if you're going to a restaurant and your BLT doesn't look like this, you're getting ripped off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I look at your post and I see them and I'm like, I have got to try that bacon.
Hey, speaking of food, I want to see how many hits today's improv breakfast got.
Was that the one with the sausage?
I thought I had more eggs than and I didn't have bacon in the house, so I had some sausage, some cheese, some bread.
Oh, yeah, that looked good.
And created this masterpiece.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got 127 response. No! Oh, that's Mike Rowe. He's got 270. He's more exciting than
127. I love Mike Rowe.
127, that's pretty good.
And 14 comments. Oh, Tom, we weren't ignoring you. I don't think.
No. He got what he wanted. He got the Wright's bacon at Food Outlet. So that was cool.
I'm going to come back and talk about that, too, and then we're going to play it.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, the whole He-Man voice, that's actually true. There's something called an optimum pitch. Optimum pitch is not where you normally speak. It is that manly voice that you can use, especially your radio voice.
By the way, in the one, you know, I hate the news. I do need to tell you that a CNN panel has admitted that Stormy Daniels' testimony today is already flopping, and the judge has shredded Alvin Bragg's team. Well, if they're as fat-assed and incompetent as he is, good. The judge is probably mad because they're probably not going to get a guilty verdict, which is almost a miracle in New York.
So far, nobody has pinned Trump directly to any of the charges.
Because he's not guilty.
Exactly.
They're just doing this.
Exactly.
And it's the same thing everywhere.
Money,
they're all
they're
bogus.
They're wasting time. And, anyway. Yep.
All right. Maybe I'll do this before.
Do you have you need to do a commercial, right?
Somebody from Radio Memories. The schedule's a suggestion.
Okay.
From some radio nostalgia site sent me this. Develop a strong He-Man voice.
Mm.
See the man with the mustache and the graying hair by the microphone? People respect a full-tone big voice. Add control strength to that voice of yours and people will listen when you talk. Stronger voice may make you more interesting, more persuasive, more poised at it, like me.
Yeah.
When you rely... No.
What you say, yeah. What you say will have more importance.
Yes.
When your voice has new vigor, character, and steady power.
And then you send away to the Perfect Voice Institute on Clinton Street in Chicago.
Now, how can they make money right there? It says, send to me free and without obligation your inspiring and helpful illustrated
book. They used to advertise all kinds of broadcasting stuff. That's like from the back of a comic book.
Yeah.
So one time I filled out one of those things to get the pamphlet, and in it, I made a comment that I heard most of these schools are bogus. Somebody from the school called me when my thing arrived. What do you mean by that? And I might have been 11 or 12. I said, well, that's just what I heard, sir. I didn't mean it. Don't yell at me. Yeah, they actually found me. Or found the family in the phone book and called.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think I ever got their pamphlet in the mail either.
Yeah.
But that, yeah. I mean, that just speaks to how long ago I was thinking about doing this for a couple of years.
But really, you have to wonder, okay, where are they making their money? Because they obviously had to pay for this advertisement. They obviously had to put it in the back of the comic book. You know, they're probably sending you a pamphlet going, here's what you can do. Now, if you want more exercises, send, you know, $2.95 in a plain self-addressed envelope.
Voice training like through the mail. I mean, really?
Yeah.
I'm sure that's very effective technique.
Yeah, that's not exactly what we do at good old AU of M. We don't have any online voice classes, sadly to say. We do have voice classes, but we don't have online.
You know, we are almost at 3:30 already. If the rest of the afternoon can be dribbled away the way this first half has been, we're going to have a good time.
All right, boys, let's do it.
Yeah, I like that. 3:26 is the time. We'll get our first traffic update in a moment. I mentioned, you know, I may have to go ahead and get a Clark's Club membership for the boss so I can call 277-2125 and say, hello, Sonny. I work at the radio station. We have a membership. It's awfully hot in here. Could you send somebody over to figure out why the air is dying after it exits the... This is pathetic.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's the benefit of a Clark's Club membership, because when you have one, first of all, they would tune this thing, this beast, this ancient unit, and make sure it was working at peak capacity. And I have no idea what that is, because I don't know that it's ever done that.
Yeah,
but they give you the tune up. You get two of those a year. And then they're on call for you 24/7, 365 if you're a member. So if you have a heating or AC issue, and plus you get a discount on parts and labor, or any kind of plumbing situation arises, and they can handle anything from the buffalo valve to the backyard fence, underneath your house, the walls, splashing through your living room, all of those things. I think I've had them out for just about everything. They're on the way, and that's what you want to hear. The word now. We are getting somebody ready to set an appointment to come out to your house now. That's worth $180, especially with the hottest weather of the year coming our way. 277-2125, clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 09098, as we check in with Skipper for the first time, Gary Owens, after this short break.
Well, just a little while ago, we had folks on the scene. Del Rayta Road at Del Rayta Parkway. If you're headed to the back gate at Gunner, it's just past the school on the left. And we've got a lot of traffic on the boulevard right now. I-65 and 85 lights are moderate. Had an accident earlier as well. Highway 31 and Highway 80. We believe that one is out of the way now. Buckle up. Be safe. We're going to keep you updated on traffic. McKinnon Toyota needs your trade-in. New car sales are through the roof, but they need clean late model used cars. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com. Live Sunday, September 15th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, it's the Randy Travis More Live Tour, featuring a special appearance by Randy Travis.
Forever and ever, Randy.
Come see Randy's longtime touring band, along with his co-star in The Price, James Dupree, as they perform all 16 of Randy's iconic number one hits.
My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river.
Sunday, September 15th at the Impact, the Randy Travis More Life Tour. Tickets available at the box office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
With Progressive, you get more than savings. You get access to us through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
Oh, I see what you're doing here, Jamie. Giving me all these ways to stay in touch so I have no excuse not to. Well, you're in luck, because this guy's in the market for a new BFF.
Actually, all our customers can contact us this way.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just kidding.
But I am always up for
Taco Pizza!
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Taco Bell just dropped the new Cravings Value Menu. Now you can get 10 items for $3 or less, which means you can get the food you want for the price you want. It's almost like you can have your cake and eat it too. But in this case, it's a double stack taco from the new Cravings Value Menu. So basically, you can have your double stack taco and eat it too, which is a lot crunchier than cake. The new Cravings Value Menu is here. Get it at Taco Bell today. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations while supplies last. Contact store for price and participation which vary. Tax extra.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Just for laughs, here is a voice. That's the word I'm looking for here. When you... I don't want to use the word groom. That only has one application now.
Yeah.
A voice cultivation school that will turn your regular voice into a broadcasting voice.
Hi, friends. Have you ever said to yourself, I would like a career in radio announcing?
Yeah.
If the answer to that is yes, then you're going about it in the wrong way. You should say it to someone else. What does it take to become a radio announcer? Well, actually, it takes many things. Do you own your own voice?
Uh-huh.
Can you say six silly words without laughing and mean them? Do you have a lot of money?
Uh-huh.
Well, if so, you qualify for enrollment in the Golden Voice Announcer School. I'll bet that you'd never guess from the sound of my voice that I am actually a 67-year-old deaf-mute woman, and that only 9 short years ago, I heard a commercial just like this one and was inspired to climb out of my deathbed and enroll. As soon as my check for $13,000 was received, classes began. In addition to announcing, our voice training course will teach you to impersonate TV and motion picture stars like this. Howdy, partner, I'm John Wayne. Or... Howdy, partner. I'm Natalie Wood. Isn't that exciting? You can learn to do many other famous persons' voices, like Stanley L. Spiro, Carl Betts, Elena Verdugo, Ferrante and Teicher, or the all-time favorite, Don DeFore. Here's how to take advantage of this limited offer. Send $13,000 and any priceless heirloom to Golden Voice Announcer School, care of Phil's Barbershop, Waco, Texas. And as a bonus, if you sign up immediately, you will receive an actual recording of Dick Clark, way back in 1956, stuttering and unable to pronounce the word nope. Here is an excerpt from that recording.
Okay, Dick, take 28 coming up. Try to relax now, will you, pal? The word is nope. N-O-P-E, nope. All right, let's hit it. All right, Dick, that's it's good. It's coming. Take 29. Yeah, that's lunch 1 hour.
In addition, for those of you who happen to be listening to this message on a radio, here is a special offer. You will receive your first lesson free if you can identify this photograph of our mystery person. Now, here's a clue to help you out.
The first part's true. The second's a lie. The third remains the same. Put them together and take them apart, and then you will have my name.
How can we guarantee that after taking our course, you will have a perfect speaking voice? The answer is simple. Each of our students has an amplifying device surgically inserted in his throat. We call this device our Big Boy Voice. And it is hardly noticeable because externally, it resembles half a bow tie. So don't delay. Send your check today and get in on the high-paying action as a famous radio personality. And remember our slogan, if it weren't for your mouth, you'd be talking out of your nose.
Okay.
Gary Owens.
I think there's a little Stan Freberg in there, too. That hey, cuz. Maybe, I don't know. I'm trying to think of who did the voice of Huckleberry the Hound for Hanna-Barbera.
How about a little Winston Churchill? That would class up the joint.
Winston Churchill.
Yes.
Would you like me to read it in the voice of Winston Churchill?
Go ahead.
There is nothing government can give you that it hasn't taken from you in the first place. Winston Churchill.
I like that.
Well, thank you very much.
And your impersonation is very...
We will fight them on the beaches. We will fight them on the landing grounds. We will fight them in the hills and in the streets. We shall never surrender.
I think I'm going to surrender my seat to you. And you can just sit here and rant and impersonate and run through your litany of characters. And I'll go have that Diet Coke I've got in the back refrigerator there.
Remember, kids, send in that check for $13,000 and a priceless heirloom.
Yes, to the Master Thespian. So,
but yeah, I've listened to his speeches. I worked on it. It's one of those things as an actor that I've been talented to be able to do, voices and accents and that sort of thing. So
I could make the case that he was the most significant person of the last century.
I would agree. Because he was the one that held firm.
Yes, and when you look at what Britain endured, it wasn't just the Battle of Britain, which I've studied inside out, but the Germans started flinging unmanned rockets V2s, real missiles, randomly, and killing thousands of people, not to mention the bombing they endured in 1940.
I mean, it would have been so easy just to turn over and say, all right, we give up. They didn't.
And the beauty of that movie, Darkest Hour, is... the king says, ask the people.
Yeah.
So he goes down to the under. He's never been on the subway in London. It's his first time, and all these people are freaking out because it's Winston Churchill, our prime minister, in the tube with me.
Yeah.
It's a great moment in Darkest Hour. And he talks to the people and gets a sense for what they're feeling. Because really, and one of the great lines of the movie is that he weaponized the English language, which he did.
Yes, he did.
But
yes, he did.
He rallied the people to endure what he knew was going to be days of hell until they could catch up on production. But the fact that Germany never invaded England from 23 miles away when they ran through every other country on the continent, that was all him. And I got news for you. If Germany had invaded and taken England, we're next.
Exactly.
And we're sitting with a country where 90%, we don't want anything to do with foreign wars. Okay, and Roosevelt was kind of trapped by that.
Yeah, yeah. But Roosevelt felt confident because of what Churchill said to say, hey, we can send materials over there, they're going to fight.
He had to, I mean, that was brilliantly crafted.
The Lend-Lease thing, yeah.
The Lend-Lease. If your neighbor and their house is on fire...
Mm-hmm.
And you lend them a hose, you give them the hose with the expectation they will return the hose.
Mm-hmm.
I said the word hose too many times in that. I don't want to mislead anybody. We're talking about a rubber conduit for water.
Lady of the evening. Anyway, the whole thing was is that Roosevelt felt like the money wasn't going to be wasted. If they gave the money to France, to the resistance, to try
has
to
France
fight.
Ever? We asked this the other day on the morning show. Has France ever won a war? How do they exist?
They kind of fought themselves once back in the 1600s.
I mean, the going joke was they'd surrender to a troop of Boy Scout troops if they showed up, enough of them showed up at the Eiffel Tower. Okay, you got us.
Well, I mean, that was part and parcel of what happened. They were like, oh, no, please don't kill us.
Are you been following this man versus bear thing?
A little bit.
It's really spun out of control. But I just got because I'm saying, What crazy woman would want to be in the forest?
With a bear.
Mm-hmm. With a bear. It's a wild bear. It can kill you. Not that men can.
But they're thinking, it's a teddy bear.
Well,
it's a little teddy bear. He won't hurt me.
Pam Dubuque, Pamela Jean, Pamela from Anstey, who's going to be our sidekick tomorrow,
cool,
sent me something that gives the other side of the story, and it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to read it.
Go for it.
Because the news sucks. It always sucks. We have a president being persecuted, and we have an idiot in the White House who doesn't know what day of the week it is.
Hey, did you watch that video of Joe Biden doing his little crouch?
Yes. I wanted to post it on Facebook because it's so well done. And the look on his face and the spot at the knees.
The look on Jill's face when she looks at him and just kind of turns and goes, oh, no, we're not going down that path.
I mean, Dr. Biden?
Yeah. But I was just like... Oh, man. No wonder the world is laughing at us right now.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm. There's no doubt that they are. All right, we have to get some news in here.
Right.
Blue Water News is next. Rich's forecast coming up. How long will the heat last? When is the rain coming in? All of these questions demand to be asked at 3:40.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. A man is fighting for his life after being shot in Montgomery Monday morning. Police responded to the 500 block of East Patton Avenue near Norma Bridge Road just before 6:15 a.m., where a man was found with a life-threatening gunshot wound. The unidentified man was taken to a local hospital in critical condition. Governor Kay Ivey signed House Bill 182 on Monday. The bill will give property owners and law enforcement more tools to deal with individuals who illegally occupy the homes of others. HB 182 also increases penalties for squatters who attempt to take over a residence. The new law will go into effect June 1st. More than 8 tons of ground beef sold at Walmart stores nationwide are being recalled because of possible E. coli contamination. The recall affects ground beef, ground chuck, and ground sirloin produced on April 26th and 27th. The USDA advises throwing away the meat or returning it to the store. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
I'm Alabama's personal injury attorney, Johnny Adams. Alabama's personal injury law firm is the Johnny Adams Law Firm. If you've been injured, call 500-5000.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Hey, if you are push mowing your yard using an inefficient lawn tractor or your current zero turn spends more time in the shop than mowing your grass, it's time for you to look at a Hustler zero turn lawnmower. Residential mowers from Hustler are built like tanks and drive like sports cars. All Hustler mowers have fabricated welded steel decks. Don't settle on that cheap unit with flimsy stamped decks from the big box stores. Go to Dietzville Ace Hardware and they'll guide you to the right mower for your property and your budget. Find them at Dietzville Ace Hardware, US 31, just north of the Pine Level exit.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
I'm Cam Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Big weather changes are on the horizon, but not right away. Tonight, we should be generally dry, very mild, like a summer night, overnight low 73. Tomorrow's high on Wednesday, 93, would tie the record from 2004. Showers and thunderstorms become likely Thursday and Thursday night ahead of a strong front that'll usher in much cooler air by Friday night and into the weekend. Highs over the weekend only in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CB&S Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Protesters shutting it down. Spent thousands of dollars. My parents mortgaged their house. 4 years worked my butt off towards achieving my goals. Now they're mailing diplomas 'cause of these a-holes living in a tent city wearing smelly clothes. Get a job.
Clever pomp and circumstance parody, but it really pisses me off. We're talking about it this morning. I'm sure you work with, and over the course of your career, thousands of students who applied themselves, mm-hmm. had a focus, got good grades, and then comes graduation day.
Mm-hmm.
The consummation of all of that effort and work. And you find out there's not going to be a ceremony because the a-holes that are pitching their George Soros tents out in front of become a threat.
Mm-hmm.
That's inexcusable. Yeah. The university should be able to arrange a ceremony that can be secured and enough law enforcement to keep the tent a-holes wherever they want to be.
They had a young lady on Jesse Waters' program last night. She and her father were there. This is the second graduation she's missed because they canceled graduation and for her high school graduation
COVID.
In 2020 for COVID. And she's upset. It's like, here, I've done all this work. I've done everything I'm supposed to, and I have it taken out from underneath me by these jerks.
For that, you can blame the schools. I just don't see why. It's not like they're scraping by. They all have endowments. They have donors.
Mm-hmm.
Surely somebody within the scope of their prior graduates has the dough to make sure that kids get that ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and this is a win for the jerk-offs that are pitching the tents and supporting terrorists.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's one thing to protest. Protesting, okay, that's within your
that's free speech.
Reason. But in camping, putting up a tent and camping out on the campus?
I did not see the
vandalizing
tent.
Vandalizing
I
the
did
campus?
Not see the tent participle in the Constitution under the First Amendment.
And those were all brand new tents. Brand
oh, yeah.
new tent. None of those
and the same color, same style in every campus. Isn't that's got to be a coincidence, right?
And the fact that half the people that have been arrested on all these campuses across the country, half of them have not been students. They were people from the outside.
Maybe there's some of these, what's the word we're supposed to call them now, newcomers?
Well, there's some agitators in there.
Paid organizers.
But, I think that's the biggest issue, is that there are people who are getting paid to stir up trouble.
Yep.
And they know nobody's going to come get them. Nobody's going to put them in jail. If they do put them in jail, they'll get out in a few hours. There's no consequence. So I'm really glad that places like, University of Texas at Austin, they said, nope, we're not playing that game.
No.
We're taking care of it. University of Florida, we're not playing that game.
Unfortunately, there were a bunch of schools that have canceled graduations.
Mm-hmm.
because of this, and that's just wrong. You're punishing the kids that obeyed the law, were good students.
Well, in University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, Michigan, they had graduation ceremony, and those Looney Tunes showed up and started causing a ruckus in graduation
ceremony.
Did
they not think they had no intelligence, no word, no warning that the protesters might show up and cause trouble? I can't believe that. Why were they so ill-prepared for all contingencies? That's what police departments are supposed to do.
It's almost as if somebody wanted it to happen.
There's that. And on top of that, it's like, here, I told a story the other day. I was in a business. They were keeping an eye on a guy who was acting very menacingly. Hadn't struck anybody or damaged any property, but was walking around saying real crazy stuff. And they had called the police before I arrived, and when I left a half hour later, they were still waiting for the police.
That's awful.
What does it take to get an officer to respond to a call?
What's ever happened to civilization?
I've heard people call 911 here, can't get anybody to answer the damn phone.
What?
Yes.
Yes. Two incidences of people that we know of personally.
People could die.
Yet, we reelected the guy under which all of this deterioration is taking place. I don't get it. What's your answer for that? The city council meeting is tonight, right?
Right.
Yep. Get the hell out there and raise hell.
Yep.
We're the taxpayers. 10% sales tax. We don't have enough cops. We don't apparently don't have enough 911 operators. This is not acceptable. And we need to make that abundantly clear to these stuff shirts that sit there and pretend they care. Because right now, I don't see any evidence that they do.
Well, it's our tax money.
Well, so-and-so was a good one. I don't see anybody jumping on top of a table and raising hell on behalf of the people that contribute to the city who are productive.
Yeah, well, it doesn't seem like they really care. They don't. All they care about is, oh, I got a paycheck. I've got power. I can do what I want. You better believe that the mayor is surrounded by security. He's got plenty of security to make sure nothing goes wrong for him.
Well, I know that Mayor Daley in Chicago, but you see, he didn't put up with this crap.
No,
he didn't. Are you kidding?
He didn't.
If any of the universities, any of those graduations have been threatened, guess what? Probably, the media would have been screaming in outrage and everything, but the graduation ceremonies would have happened.
Yeah.
If he had heard somebody was canceling.
Yeah.
Because they were afraid, he would have made sure they weren't afraid.
Yeah.
That's the way Daley ran Chicago. A city that big, that sprawling, with that many people, you need somebody who is decisive. It's so sad. And all of our cities, literally, are being run by Democrats.
Right. Well, and the reason why there's crime problems everywhere is that people commit crimes because they think they can get away with it. Because they are getting away with it.
Yeah.
Nobody's stopping them. And even if they do get stopped, they don't spend much time in jail. Even if they do get arrested, they're not going to have a trial date for years.
Yeah.
And they go right back and do the same thing they were doing. And it's ridiculous.
Look at the George Floyd riots. I remember there were two attorneys that were arrested for firebombing a car. You know? And that's not like throwing an egg in outrage or something. Firebombing a car with a Molotov cocktail. As last I checked, I think they're still lawyers. They may have been arrested, but they were never charged or prosecuted, or they may have pled down to something that wasn't going to interfere with the rest of their life because it was George Floyd. Who, sadly, I think is the most significant figure in America's last decade or so. Yeah. Because he changed. He didn't change squat. He never changed. That's one reason why he kept getting in trouble with the law.
Yeah.
But the way the media exploited that situation and promoted the lies, Tucker Carlson said, the original coroner's report, for whatever reason, didn't count. It didn't fit the narrative.
Yep. What fit the narrative was the picture. That's all they cared about.
Yeah.
The picture.
They were
a police officer with his knee on that man's neck. Now, I'm sure he probably contributed to his death quite a bit. But the drugs that were in that man's system probably contributed just as much, if not more.
Very much so.
And the choices that man made contributed to his death. As much as we hate to say that, people make bad choices and bad things happen because of those choices.
I lived in that universe. I had that. Consequences for being in that universe where I could not stop.
I know.
Alcohol. I know. Serious consequences.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the police should not have handled that arrest the way they did. But he would not have been in that situation had he not made choices.
No, that whole
just,
thing.
It's just sad. It's just sad.
And the sight of that pathetic mayor of Minneapolis kneeling next to the solid gold coffin.
Yeah.
Pounding the wailing wall. I'm sorry.
What happened to?
Oh my God.
What happened to his family? Did his family ever get any compensation?
Oh, they got millions.
George Floyd's family.
They got millions. Are you kidding? This
well, at least
be
something
our
good came out of that horrible situation.
One call before the top of the hour, Bill. Bill.
It's been a long time. So.
Welcome.
Thank you. Let's dissect another point of view on these squatters, these trespassers on college, don't even have any business being on the property.
Right.
Yep.
Can we go there? Terry's there too, isn't he? Or is Terry Adams still there with you sometime?
Terry has not been part of the show for some time.
Okay,
he's got a podcast.
Now, you remember when we used to have civil defense?
Yes.
You know what that became, turned into?
Tell me.
Homeland Defense.
Homeland Security?
It became Homeland Defense after 9/11.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be nice if us good citizens could have our own hard hat committee and go in and take care of these people, throwing that over them?
Yeah, but we get
drag them out of there.
But the problem is we get arrested. No, we'd get arrested for violence. We would get arrested for violating their civil rights. That's what would happen. You know, that's the thing.
You're absolutely correct. But
I mean, we're in a society that has a government that wants to control everything and everyone. And if some people are behaving according to the narrative they want, they're going to leave them alone. If people are resisting that, if people are resisting the narrative, they're going to get punished. Think about what's happening to Donald Trump right now. He should not be in court today, but because the people that are in charge don't like him, that's why he's in there. Now, is he a pure, is the wind-driven snow person? No, he's not. He's made a lot of mistakes. He's a jerk. But he's done some good things, too, which they're refusing to acknowledge. So, anyway, I didn't mean to get into a Trump rant, but...
Thank you. Thank you for stepping in and curbing that for me.
Yeah.
We need another alternative, a peaceful alternative.
Well, I hate to say it, but
I still want the First Amendment, but I want... I would like to have an amendment to you have to have a permit to protest and you have to have a place to protest approved instead of this you know what it is now, freely go where you want, when you want, block streets.
No, that's really not. I mean, you do have to have permits for organized protests.
Yeah, you do. But I agree with you.
But they're just not being enforced. If your cause is one the left believes in, you will have no consequence for breaking any rules.
Yeah. But damaging property, sitting down and blocking a roadway,
No, you do not have the right to do that. You do not have the right to do that.
You can stand by the sign with a sign. Yeah. But you know, that's what militias were all about, wasn't it, Greg?
Yeah.
When our founding fathers were trying to figure out how to make this country work, the idea of the militia having people in the town.
When your free speech, your expression of it, is interfering with the rights, safety of other people, or damaging property, or any of that, you do not have the right. That is not free speech. Damaging property is not free speech.
And I think,
although they did rule the burning the American flag was free speech.
Yeah.
What if you burn the American flag and you burn a building down with it? Well,
if you burn your flag, it's destroying your own property. Now, when you're burning somebody else's flag, I have a problem.
Agree. No, you're absolutely right on that too.
But what we've got is that we have people that have evolved from the I'm holding a sign and I'm protesting to, you know what, we'll get more clicks if we throw paint on something. We'll get more clicks. More people will see.